It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're pleased to be joined again this Saturday by another guest from the DNR. And joining us is John Baylor, a geologist, lives in Duluth, spends a lot of time on the Iron Range. And as a geologist with the DNR and working with the mines in northeastern Minnesota, this is fascinating work. And I've got to ask you right up front, when you were a kid and in school, did you ever imagine you would end up in Minnesota working with the iron ore mines in northeastern Minnesota?
No, not exactly. I studied geology in California, but I would stare at the Golden Gate Bridge all the time, and so that was built with steel, literally from iron mined in Minnesota.
Yeah, and if you look at it in those terms, a lot of the things that we literally take for granted, the buildings, the shopping malls, the bridges, not only here, but in Chicago or New York or L.A., iron ore from here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I really think that rocks explain the world. How do rocks explain the world? So like you're saying, bridges and steel, where do things come from in general? If it's not mined, it's grown. So everything comes from the ground, from the earth. We can't grow smartphones, right? So the components to the things that we use every day have to be mined in some capacity. So the American way of life as we know it, which is so vastly different across these United States of America, we rely on steel every day. It's in our roads, it's in our buildings. Steel is from iron, and like I said, more than 80% of the iron used in American steel is from Minnesota, with the rest of it coming from Michigan and a little bit from Ohio.
Now, we've heard about the Iron Range, generally Hibbing, Chisholm, that part of the world, and then it's turned into ore and put on the gigantic boats in Duluth, Superior, if you will. But tell us about that area and why it's so significant, that Iron Range, if you will.
Yeah, please. So steel is made in a furnace from iron. Like I said, more than 80% of American iron ore, like you said, is mined in northern Minnesota. Also, I would like to say that steel is 100% recyclable, pretty much indefinitely, even and especially scrap steel. But back to the Iron Range. So until shortly after World War I, we mined what's called direct fire ore. They were metallic layers of rock, rich in iron. It was considered high-grade ore. It looked metallic, and it was roughly 60% iron. So they would mine that from the ground and feed it straight into furnaces in various parts of northern Minnesota. What we mine now is a rock called taconite, which has a lower concentration. It's roughly 40% iron, and that's mined in the Mesabi Iron Range. The desire and ultimately the need to mine taconite led to Minnesota developing the pelletizing process for the concentration of this lower grade iron ore that we mine from taconite rock and ship to other parts of the world. So we mine a lower grade ore and we make steel more efficiently as far as the energy input, and in a way that is actually cleaner as far as environmental concerns.
And so that eventually is loaded on ships in Duluth or Superior and shipped to steel mills along the Great Lakes or beyond. I would assume you mentioned all over the world that taconite from the Iron Range literally does go all over the world.
Yeah, so they've been mining, or we have been mining, taconite in Minnesota since roughly the 50s because of the development of the pelletizing process, which was developed by the University of Minnesota here in the Twin Cities. And that process basically spread to other parts of the world. And because of the taconite pelletizing process, we've made American muscle cars, things like that, ever since the 50s. That process, like I said, spread to other parts of the world. And in order to encourage domestic trade of the taconite pellets and encourage steel production in other parts of the United States, the St. Lawrence Seaway was created, which is also encouraging foreign commerce with steel production with Canada. But because of the taconite pelletizing process and the desire to ship those pellets beyond the Great Lakes, they produce steel in other parts of the world from the process that we developed right here in Minnesota.
Hey, I've got to ask you about the Mesabi Range as a geologist. Is this a unique feature on the surface of planet Earth? You know, is taconite as readily available in other parts of the world or in other spots around the world as it is in northeastern Minnesota? I mean, why is so much of it come from here?
So the name taconite is actually named for a different part of the world, and they recognize those rocks here, and so when they recognize those rocks, they named it taconite from this other place. But so the rocks are exposed in other parts of the world, but because the process was designed and developed on the Iron Range, the majority of it in the United States comes from here, but they brought that process to Canada, to other parts of the world, Australia, Europe.
Oh, wow.
But so you mentioned the Twin Ports of Duluth, Superior. They're the largest freshwater port in the world. And the reason for that, they had to mine this lower grade iron ore to produce pellets, and they wanted to ship them to other parts of the country through the Great Lakes and eventually foreign commerce outside of the country. But so they had to bring the taconite pellets from the Iron Range through the railways to the Duluth seaports, and then from Duluth Superior ports, they ship them around the world. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, one of the great videos, I watch this long video about how those docks, and all the times I've been to Duluth, it's like, how does that work? How do they get the trains on the dock? How do they get the pellets out of the train cars and onto the ships? And there was this really cool YouTube video with a lot of aerials and drone footage that showed the whole process. It is insane, yeah. And it happens 365 days a year. I mean, it is really cool.
Yeah. So the Minnesota Lakers. How did Minnesota lose the Lakers? It was the St. Lawrence Seaway. They sailed away.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they went to a building in L.A., I believe, that was built with ultimately iron that's from Minnesota.
No, absolutely. Right? You're 100% right. But so I told you, rocks explain the world.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Very, very cool. In your job, what do you do every day? You live in Duluth. You spend a lot of time on the Iron Range. I've got to ask, when you visit the mines, what are you doing? How do you work with the mines?
So my job is with reclamation, but the job of the government is really interacting with the mines and how they interact with the laws and the rules and the environment. So it's really kind of a go-between between society, the mines, and the environment. And so I look at the environment around the mines and how the mines are mining rock and ultimately sustainably producing iron that we use all around the world.
Yeah, and when you put it in terms, when we talked before you got on the air and you think about all the steel just on the fairgrounds, the steel, the old steel part of the grandstand superstructure, etc., it really is impressive to think. You know, many times people don't think of Minnesota in those terms, but the raw material is from here. And there's got to be great pride in your work thinking in those terms.
Yeah, and so like I said, I'm not from Minnesota, but I have family from Michigan, and my grandfather was a Detroit auto worker, and there was steel that was made to produce cars in Detroit. You know, Ford, all these great American automobiles were made from steel that was ultimately mined, or iron that was mined from Minnesota. But speaking of Ford specifically, not 6 miles from where we're sitting, Ford had a facility because the Ford company wanted to decrease the distance between where the iron was mined and the steel was produced in Duluth, and then it was turned into automobiles down here in St. Paul. And part of the reason Ford had a facility sited here in St. Paul was right on the banks of the Mississippi River. So they built a dam and they used hydroelectric power. And then, how do rocks explain the world? It was sitting on top of sand beds that they mined sand from below the facility to fire windshields that left on the vehicles, the vehicles that rolled out of the facility. And so from a greenhouse gas perspective, from a carbon footprint perspective, it was all done in-house in Minnesota with some kind of green energy, and it's been happening that way for quite a long time. Yeah. I will mention, at the mines, they've been using electric steel shovels for over 100 years.
Yeah, all electric. It's got to be a fascinating job, and you think about the DNR and the fish pond and hunting and fishing regulations, but the DNR role in working with the mines and making sure they're doing the right thing by the people of the state of Minnesota and the natural resources is really interesting. I didn't even think of in those terms.
Yeah, and sometimes when we're done mining, some of these big open pits are left behind and they naturally fill in with water and they can become quite nice fishing holes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Well, thanks so much for the time today and thanks so much for joining us here at the fair. John Baylor, geologist with the DNR, based in Duluth, spends a lot of time on the Iron Range around the mine. John, really good to meet you, and thanks for your work.
Yeah, thank you so much for having
me. Very interesting. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.